Has Christ Rejected or Forsaken the Organized Seventh-day Adventist Church? Chapter 7. The 1888 History and Message Unlock the Mystery. As individuals, God's people will be guests at the marriage of the Lamb. But as a corporate body, those who are ready when He returns will be the bride. The Book of Revelation does not confuse the two entities. The true significance of 1888 is that the bridegroom-to-be appealed to his bride-to-be to surrender to him fully in a more intimate relationship than any previous generation of God's people have known. According to 1,812 pages of Ellen White testimony, he was, in a great degree, rebuffed, scorned, even insulted. The Song of Solomon vignette encapsulates the history. There is no way that the bridegroom-to-be can experience vindication except by the repentance of that same corporate body which insulted him. The appeal in Revelation 3 verse 20 is for that corporate repentance to take place. Three possible reactions to the appeal are: impossible! It will never take place! This is the view of cynical, despairing church members and offshoot enthusiasts. Unnecessary! We are rich and increased with goods, in need of nothing so serious as denominational repentance. A call for repentance is being critical. For many decades this has been the view of the apathetic, lukewarm angel, the leadership of the church. Amen. So be it. And I dedicate my life, my all, to its realization. Which is your view?